What if the key to unlocking your potential wasn't about becoming a better version of yourself, but about becoming someone else entirely? Consider this. Beyoncé couldn't step onto the world's biggest stages as Beyoncé Knowles. She needed Sasha Fierce. Kobe Bryant didn't dominate basketball courts as Kobe. He became the Black Mamba. And here's the real twist. Bo Jackson once revealed that Bo Jackson never played a down of football in his entire life. These aren't just celebrity quirks or branding exercises. They're strategic psychological tools that helped these icons access capabilities that felt unreachable when they tried to be themselves. The technique is so powerful that Olympic athletes, Fortune 500 CEOs, and Hollywood stars use it regularly, though most keep their alter egos hidden from public view, like a magician protecting their best trick. The idea of an alter ego isn't some new age invention. It traces back to Cicero in the 1st century BC, who described it as a second self, a trusted friend, the other I. Far from being a sign of instability, this psychological separation reflects a healthy understanding of human nature. Hollywood super agent Shep Gordon captured the wisdom perfectly. If you allow the public figure to actually be you, you're never going to be happy. This separation creates both confidence and emotional protection. When criticism comes, it hits the character, not your core. Growing up on a 6,000-acre Alberta ranch, Todd Herman was outwardly competitive but inwardly insecure. After punching an opponent during a volleyball tournament, his coach pushed him toward mental toughness. His breakthrough came when he visualized warriors joining him on the football field, then placed trading cards of admired players, Walter Payton and Ronnie Lott, strategically in his uniform, creating a Frankenstein-like alter ego. Years later, when insecurity about his age threatened his sports training business, he bought prescription-free glasses to become Richard during client meetings. Studies confirm glasses make people appear smarter and more trustworthy. Even defense lawyers use this tactic. There's no way to describe it other than I felt trapped. Every morning, I had the intention of sitting down at my kitchen table to write, but it was like the chair and my butt were magnets that repelled each other. This confession from a well-known author captures what countless people experience, some invisible force stopping them from moving toward their goals. The core issue is mistaking performance for identity. Your core self is where possibility exists, where deep desires and dreams live. But the enemy deploys hidden forces that whisper, "You're not meant for that," creating a trapped self that keeps you stuck in the ordinary world. Moments of impact are critical actions where you face the most resistance and vulnerability. Asking for a sale, public speaking, or any situation where you might be judged. These pivotal moments determine your trajectory. Sean, a cloud storage executive, excelled at lunch and learn presentations to financial clients, but avoided them due to administrative hassles. By delegating logistics, he broke sales records within months. Common moments of impact include delivering presentations where nervousness undermines you, networking events where you become either a wallflower or overaggressive, and closing sales where you miss buying signals. Julia, a creative agency owner, struggled during client negotiations, falling into people-pleasing and overpromising. Despite her internal ambition, she couldn't project strength externally, a gap that cost her business. Identifying these high-leverage situations where your heroic self occasionally appears, but not consistently, is the first step toward transformation. Unnamed threats feel overwhelming, like the hidden shark in Jaws. Naming your enemy transforms an amorphous force into something tangible your alter ego can defeat. Names evoke immediate images and emotions. Think Joker or Darth Vader. The enemy wields common forces: uncontrolled emotions, lack of confidence, worry about others' opinions, self-doubt, risk aversion, and lack of intentionality. Imposter syndrome afflicts even accomplished people. Einstein, Maya Angelou, and Tina Fey all felt like frauds. Personal trauma, war, death, poverty, abuse, discrimination, childhood teasing forms another hidden force. Tribal narratives are especially powerful. unconscious beliefs about what certain groups can or cannot do, like we're not entrepreneurs or we don't have money. Ukrainian tennis star Valeria Kuznetsova was teased by village boys. Her anger fueled her rise but became destructive during matches. By naming her negative self-talk Igor after her childhood bully, she transformed an emotional storm into a specific adversary her alter ego could defeat on court. The extraordinary world isn't fantasy. It's about meaningful challenges and dragons to slay. An alter ego builds intention, promotes belief, and creates trust, essential for reaching flow state where capabilities emerge without conscious thought. As Jim Carrey says, you can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. Identify traits needed during your moment of impact: decisive, adaptable, calm, tough. Then sign someone or something embodying these qualities. Heidi combined MacGyver and Marie Forleo. Julia chose a stag, gentle yet strong and determined. You can even use objects. NFL running back Jerome the Bus bodied an unstoppable vehicle. Ted, a business owner who lost confidence, created Catracho Spiro, combining his Honduran heritage with spearfishing experience. When seeking opportunities, Ted imagines himself in deep waters with sharks, focused and fearless. Your alter ego needs an origin story, emotional context explaining their superpowers and drive. Connect this to core drivers, like family, community, or causes bigger than yourself. This narrative becomes your transformation's foundation, explaining why your alter ego exists and what mission propels them forward. Physical totems trigger your alter ego. Winston Churchill wore different hats for different personalities. Martin Luther King used non-prescription glasses to appear distinguished. Research on enclothed cognition shows symbolic items change performance. Participants wearing a doctor's coat showed increased attention and accuracy, while those in a painter's coat didn't. The effect requires understanding the symbolic meaning and physically wearing it. Choose totems that symbolize something meaningful, can always be used on your field of play, and allow quick transitions. This physical anchor signals your brain to become someone extraordinary. When doubt strikes, deploy ground punches. The curb kick forcefully dismisses your enemy. Hey, Susie, this is my fucking court. Get to the sidelines. The response proclamation answers, "Who do you think you are?" with prepared conviction. I'm the one who's woken up at 4:18 a.m. every day for 1,123 straight days. These strategies protect your alter ego when stepping into your power. Like Marilyn Monroe transforming from Norma Jean with a simple posture shift, you can activate your superpowers now. Start small. Visit a coffee shop as your alter ego, noticing how they hold their cup and interact. Test your focus by visualizing a number on an object for 3 minutes, then repeat while embodying your heroic self. At life's end, you'll remember actions, not intentions. Whether running a marathon, changing careers, or mastering sales, start today. The world needs your alter ego, that part waiting in the wings, ready to perform. Create your secret identity and step into adventure. The person you're capable of becoming isn't hiding within, they're waiting to be invented.